This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On December 19th, they hit a franchise record, the Grizzlies did, against the Warriors, 27 threes. And that was a game where you had a lot of poor, you know, perimeter defenders out there. You know, Lindy Waters, as much as he tried, was not a perimeter defender. Like, Lindy Waters played a lot in the first couple of games against the Grizzlies. He's not even on the team right now. Dennis Schroeder in the January game played a lot. And so I think Kuminga fits. He was having a really good game in that game before. Was it Brandon Clark, who's out for the season with an injury? He, you know, it fell down on his leg. I think Kuminga should play tonight. How much is a different question, but I think he is one of your better players in this matchup. This is a specific matchup. You need perimeter defense. I think his athleticism is something that can be utilized. I think his rebounding, because he has rebounded better in the games that he's played. I'm not saying you play him 30 minutes. I think you find 5 to 10 and see how it goes.
Well, I just know, judging off of last game, no one else really stepped up from the young guys, the others as we call them. Like, they played a lot of Quentin Post minutes. He played 20 minutes. He wasn't very good. He had 9 points. And if he's not shooting the ball well, he's not really doing a whole hell of a lot. 3 of 9 from beyond the arc there. Buddy Hield didn't do a lot. 2 of 7 for him, not a lot. Guy Santos, 1 of 5. Kevon Looney didn't do it. He had that buzzer beater 3, but he was there just to have size, right? Pods didn't have his greatest shooting performance. Can he pick up what he just did against the Clippers? He had some turnovers, some bad ones, but he also was shooting the hell out of the ball, and he is not afraid of the moment. As we know, Moses Moody's the guy I'm looking at tonight. Can he get back that swagger that we all saw for months on end when he kept getting double-digit scoring, double-digit scoring, double-digit scoring? I know what he's going to give me defensively. I want him to be aggressive tonight. I want him to like get hit to his spot, knock down a couple threes, and everything's going to be all hunky-dory. He didn't have Gary Payton in their last matchup against the Grizzlies. How much action is he going to get tonight? And how important is it for him to get off to a hot start scoring? Because you just kept talking about yesterday, a lot of the show was, man, you got some open looks, Gary. You got to hit him. He just looked hesitant. He didn't, like, I heard Dibs yesterday talking about it. He thought he looked scared. Like, he didn't want to shoot the ball. That's all I know. And he had opportunities to do so. So getting these guys involved early, shooting the ball, and that's where I'm looking at Steph, Jimmy, Draymond as ball distributors, getting the others involved early. I think he'll pay off later in that game.
I agree with that. I think what I'm expecting early is not a lot of motion. I'm actually expecting them to run a lot of pick and roll at Edie and Ja Morant. Make both of them be backup defenders and then get JJJ.
You can pick on Ja. You can pick on him.
I agree. But get JJJ as a help defender and try to get some cheapo depo fouls on him early. You don't want to attack him in an ISO because he's so good at moving his feet. You want to get him coming over trying to block a shot late and you know, drawing what I would call, you know, 50-50 fouls.
Jaren Jackson's a very interesting player.
He's a leaper, so he's going to want to leap.
You look at the guy, and he's chiseled out of granite. Like,
he's
that looks. I've been to Rome. I've been to Venice. He could be a statue up there with David. He is that guy.
Okay.
He's a beast. But why does he play not to his size sometimes? I feel like he doesn't. Maybe that's a credit to Draymond Green being an elite defender on him. But, like, and Draymond talked about it after the game last time, right? Like, he's he's too smart, or he's been in this league too long to have dumb fouls. Remember how we were playing some of the sound after?
Well, they play at a quick pace, though, offensively. And so I think he's the trailer in a lot of these plays. And he's going to get that wide open top of the key trail three. And I think he just takes it all the time.
But you look at Zach Edey and Jaren Jackson Jr., and you look at the size of the Warriors in that starting lineup, which I'm assuming is going to be the same starting lineup they had against the Clippers, Draymond, Jimmy, Steph, Moody, and Pajemski. The Warriors out-rebounded them in that game. 49-43, and I talked about it. They doubled their offensive rebounds, the Warriors. They doubled up on the Grizzlies in offensive rebounds. That's insane to me. That's insane.
JJ was off the floor for the first whatever when they had the 44 points.
He Santos had four of them. Is he going to get another DNP? I hope not. He had a great game against the last time, just being that hustle guy.
I think it's all hands on deck tonight. As much as they, like, because the Clipper matchup was very specific. They had just a very specific team. I think this one is more like, I think you need the energy and the effort of all. And especially because you're at home.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1, San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live in the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. By the way, be sure you're locked in today. You're already locked in the morning roast if you're listening right now. But between the 7:30 and 8:30 segments, so 7:30 and 8:30, you got to be listening to both those segments, 7:30, 8:30, we're playing Know the Show. We're giving out tickets, Grizzlies, Warriors, to night. You got to be listening between those times because around 8:45, we're going to ask a question about what happened on the show between those times. You call in, be the first caller, we'll give out the contest line then, and you will be going to tonight's game between the Warriors and Grizzlies. Talk about star power, talk about fun. Like, we were talking about the Clippers, obviously Kawhi, James Harden, but Draymond, Jimmy, Steph, Ja, where Ja's been in all the headlines for all the wrong reasons. It's for some of the right. I'm not going to say wrong because you know what? He's been playing his ass off lately. I get it. Everyone wants to talk about like the gun celebration and the grenade throws. And, you know, we poke fun of it. I know you take it a little more seriously. The grenade throw for me, I think it's a cool celebration. It's fun. I get it with his history in the past. It's shadowing what has been a really fun stretch for him as a player scoring the ball. You just look back. The Denver game wasn't great. 8 of 21 overall for him, 21 points. But prior to that, 36 points, 28 points, 30 points. 36, 26, 44. Like, you keep going, and it's efficient scoring. Mm-hmm. So that's a guy right there. Force him to do a little bit more on the defensive end. Pick on him if you can, please.
And they'll come in waves.
Yes.
Like, this is a team that scores in bunches. They go through droughts, and then they come roaring back.
They were up, again, last game. They had 45 points up against them, and you had a 13-point lead. And that was gone. And they stabilized things a little bit. But then in that third quarter, you get outscored 37-29, and it got tight. It got tight. It got tight. Jaren Jackson fouls out. Rest is history. Steph puts the team on his back, drops 52. I would love another 52 tonight, if I'm being honest, from Stephen Curry. It'd be great. But the fact that you needed that 52 last game, because no one else was really stepping up scoring the ball, other than Jimmy Butler, but a lot of that was from the foul line, got me a little nervous. A little nervous for tonight, but I'm
going to actually go in another direction. I know that you're going to say that, hey, this is a big Steph game, and I agree. It's obviously every game's a big Steph game when you get to this point in the calendar.
I just don't want 8 turnovers. Can I get that from Steph? That's the watermark.
I'm going to give you the number. The number is 45. Can the Buddy Hield, you know, JK, Guy Santos, Pods, GP2, can that group, Moody, can that group get me 45? If they get me 45, we win going away.
Let's talk to Oreo Cookie. Let's talk to J-Dub in Union City. That's Shasky right there saying, you know what? If I get the contributions from these couple of players around 45.
So I'm going to say it right now. QP.
QP.
Okay. Moody.
Moses Moody.
Pods.
Pods.
GP2. Kaminga.
Ooh, you're adding Kaminga in there.
I am going to add Kaminga in there. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got 45 from those guys. If I can get 45 or more, that I think we're going to be sitting pretty.
But you're looking at the bench last time they played the Grizzlies. And again, no Gary Payton in that game or Kaminga. We'll see if both of those players play tonight. I'm looking at 7 points, 16. They had 24 points from their bench. That's not good enough. That's not good enough.
But also, you know, Moses Moody just didn't have a great shooting game.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that, like, he needs to bust out in the worst way. God, it'd be nice for him to have a couple of big threes early in this game.
You can still get tickets, by the way, warriors.com. I want to get that known.
He so do.
Yeah, he is. I hope this is the coming out party because, God, if you get the win and you have a Moses Moody game, the confidence for him and the team when he's shooting the ball well and he's already doing what he's doing defensively heading into a playoff series, yeah, that would be huge. Oreo Cookie, what's up, Oreo? What you got, man, on tonight's game? How are we feeling?
Hey, what up? Am I a winner? Did I call?
Sorry, Oreo. Yeah.
Hey, man, so I resisted myself yesterday from calling because everything was so negative and everything was going against Kerr, which, you know, I've been on him the whole year, but let's talk a little bit of positivity. After all the turnovers, after all the non-rebounds and no loose balls that we got to, we were right there at the end. We were right there, a couple of moves here and there, a couple of plays here and there, and we would have won that game. Let's not forget, the Clippers are one of the hottest teams in the NBA. But what I do want to stop is when we do get a defensive rebound, could we stop trying to do an outlet pass all the way to the other side? Because those are getting picked off. Can we give Jimmy the ball to bring it up? Because we're so lazy to get the ball over the halfway line when I'm looking at it like, okay, we barely got it over, and now we got to get into our sets. And I think they're taking a little bit too long to get into our sets, but at the same time, that outlet pass, we got to stop that. Every possession is key today.
Yeah, it is. Thanks, Oreo. 888-957-9570. Let's go to J-Dub in Union City. Wants to join in the conversation as well. J-Dub, how are we doing? How are we feeling about tonight's game and some of these matchups, man?
Yeah, good morning, fellas. How are we doing?
Great. I'm nervous. Oh, I'm feeling positive, energetic.
Understandable. Understandable to feel nervous, but, you know, I know y'all are talking about matchups. I really think it mainly comes down to, you know, the Warrior Slasher, so leading with Jimmy Butler and Jaren Jackson Jr., right? Like, I mean, we see when Jaren stays out of foul trouble, mm-hmm. he's a DPOY caliber kind of guy, right? But as we all have seen as well, he usually can't stay out of foul trouble. But I think what's so important with that is, again, how do you attack the paint? How do you control what the Grizzlies do, not only defensively, but I think in their rotations? Because remember, they just saw what the Clippers were able to do in the paint with Zubac. Right, and I'm not saying Zach Edey is the same caliber guy, but that is a big body that you have to worry about. But they're not going to want to play him, you know, I don't think 25, 30, XYZ amount of minutes. I think that really changes things, and, you know, you can kind of get in his head a little bit with what the Warriors do offensively. So if you make him have to play even more minutes than what the Grizzlies probably want, that shifts things even more in the Warriors' favor, even though as big as he is.
That's J-Dub in Union City. Appreciate it, J-Dub. We're up against it. We're going to react to that on the other side. 888-957-9570. Let's talk about how we got here, right? We're talking about the game. We're going to be previewing the game all day long right here on 95.7 The Game. Warriors live at 6. We have tip-off at 7. Again, your only local coverage and broadcast for the game tonight, not a national one, the local broadcast is going to be right here, 95.7 The Game, with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert on the call. Cannot wait for that. And we'll have all your action tomorrow as well. We're going to talk about a win. We can talk about a loss. But how did we get here, Joe? Let's talk about another side. It's going to be brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know, what do you want to call it? It was a series that the Warriors won. They handled their business. And since then, Joe, you've hated them ever since. You hate them.
Yeah.
You hate the Memphis Grizzlies, which is so interesting to me, because I think if I pulled Dub Nation, like, would you consider them a rival?
So they're not a rival,
but you just hate them.
Well, it's different. Those are two different questions.
Is it?
Yeah. I never considered Russell Westbrook a rival. Can't stand him.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't consider him a rival at all?
Not a rival.
Given the history, like
You've
the Oklahoma
beat
City?
Us first, dog.
Okay, I hear you.
A rivalry goes back and forth.
Okay. So, like, Russell Westbrook,
are the Blazers a rival?
Are the Blazers a rival? No. No.
Not even close.
No, I wouldn't consider them a rival.
But you know who I can't stand? CJ McCollum.
Okay, but you
cannot stand him.
The Cavaliers and the Warriors. Was that a rivalry?
Yeah.
They won once.
Yeah.
They won once.
But they also beat us on Christmas Day. You know, like, there's a variety of back and forths. Yes.
Okay. Right.
And the way they mocked us, absolutely.
I think that was more of Steph and LeBron. Now, like, Ja Morant is his own guy.
Let me stop you. I hated Dellavedova. I hated Tristan Thompson. Couldn't stand Kyrie. Like, no. I'm not letting you have
Kyrie
that.
You love Kyrie now, though. No, you don't like LeBron.
Dellavedova, I mean, come on.
You don't hate Dellavedova now, though.
No, I always hated Dellavedova.
Really?
Going back
Saint
to St. Mary's? Yes.
Oh, come on.
Yes, the Australian pipeline.
Oh,
I couldn't stand
come
it. They
on.
Ate way
Randy
too much pasta.
Bennett.
Put St. Mary's on the exemption list. No,
you ate too much pasta?
That was like the joke. They did like a recruiting trip and like a bunch of guys ate too much pasta.
Was he Michael
or
Scott?
Whatever it was. They treated him to a dinner that they weren't allowed to. You know, the classic line of, you know, the NCAA was so mad at North Carolina, they put St. Mary's on tournament exemption.
What was that? Jim Harbaugh buying the recruit like a cheeseburger or something? Remember that?
It's the stupidest thing.
Pre-NIL era.
Stupid. It is.
Like there weren't fistfuls of cash being thrown around.
So you think there's a distinction between just pure sports hatred and then a rivalry.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
absolutely.
Fine. And you just hate them.
I don't consider Scott Hairston a rival.
Well, I'm just
Jerry Hairston a rival, but I hate their guts.
So you don't like Ja then, right? Is that really?
Dylan
Brooks isn't there anymore. Taylor Jenkins isn't there anymore.
I just don't like the whole Memphis, the whoop that, you know what, and all that. Just the whole
thing. You can say trick.
Aura.
It's fine. You can say whoop that trick.
Yeah.
It's
I
okay.
just, I think the whole thing, they're small time.
Exactly. They're so small time, they don't have a blip on the radar. At least the Blazers played you in a conference finals.
Never feared the I actually fear Memphis more than than the Blazers. Never feared the Blazers.
Which is funny, because didn't the Blazers, because they got swept in that series, what was that, back in 2019?
They played them a zillion times.
No. And the only time they played them in the Western Conference Finals,
yeah, that time.
They had the Blazers had double-digit leads at halftime, I think, in every single one of those games.
And all I think about with the Blazers is Curry, I'm back game, where, you know, he was injured, and then he came back.
Right.
And, a couple years absolutely after. Nuclear in overtime, right. And in the fourth quarter. It's just, I mean, come on.
No.
But CJ McCollum was also part of the players union that basically negotiated the difficulties in the CBA, and so he has no one to blame but himself. And then Dame Lillard, look, I know he's a local guy, but the way Dame took shots at the assembly of the team, it was just ridiculous.
Would you consider the Rockets a rival during that time? They didn't win a series.
Yeah,
they didn't win a series against you.
No, but they beat you on the first ever game for Kevin Durant, for example.
So, like
there
regular
was,
season game.
I was threatened by them. So, yes, I absolutely considered them a rival.
Interesting. Okay. Do you consider
fandom doesn't mean it's logical?
Okay, no. 888-957. I'm just going to ask the question: if you consider the Grizzlies a rival, 888-957.
I don't consider the Arizona 957, Cardinals 0. A rival to the Niners, and yet they're always a difficult game.
Okay, fair enough.
Not a rivalry at all.
No, well, because there's just no like the Cardinals in and of themselves are just so nondescript as a franchise.
I need some animosity.
You didn't like Kurt Warner, though, like during those years, like
Yeah, but we were also garbage. I mean, okay. We were facing, like, it was Arnaz Battle versus Kurt Warner.
Arnaz Battle.
I mean, come on, dude. Like, come on. What are we
By
talking?
The way, you mentioned CJ McCollum and the Pelicans. The Pelicans letting go of, was it David Griffin? Gone.
Shocker.
Gone. Their VP of, or general manager about, whatever.
He's a high-level loser, bro.
Yeah, well, everyone was crowning him when they made that trade. Remember, they got Zion, and they got Brandon Ingram, and they had everyone, everything's going great. Yeah, that lasts a couple years.
Just like Tampa Bay Ray, baseball doesn't hit that market and doesn't sell tickets. Just New Orleans does nothing for anyone. That's just the feeling I have.
Well, basketball.
That's what I meant.
Yeah,
that's what
it's useless. Like, yeah, basketball in New Orleans just doesn't hit at all.
Dude, LSU baseball is more popular in the state of Louisiana.
Skeens. Pull them. Who's bigger, Paul Skeens or Zion Williamson?
We'll be done.
Well, bigger, it's going to be Zion because, you know, food-wise. But bigger as, a personality. And
I consider that a football state.
It is. It's Louisiana.
College, and then obviously the professional.
Dude, I'm going Louisiana Monroe or Louisiana Tech before I'm going to New Orleans Pelicans. Tulane! Go Green Wave. Shout out Steiny. I'm with you, bud. By the way, listen, between 7:30, 8:30 today, if you want to go to the game tonight, and there are tickets, Warriors.com. If you want to pay, that is fine. But we're also giving you opportunity to not pay and get some tickets here on the show to go to tonight's game. Listen, between 7:30 and 8:30. So in about 5 minutes... You're going to start listening at that point. And you should be listening all show, by the way. I don't like when you do this. Mm-hmm. You should be listening all show all week long. But specifically during 7:30 and 8:30, it's going to be Know the Show. We're going to say something during that time frame. You're going to want to know what we said because we're going to ask you a question around 8:45. And you got to call in to the contest line, and you will qualify if you win for two tickets tonight between the Grizzlies and Warriors. We're talking rivalry. We're talking about the Grizzlies. Ja Morant, you consider them a rival? We can ask the question, 888-957-9570. By the way, we are broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
There's just something about when these two teams play, it feels
something
extra.
Happens,
it
right?
It feels extra.
Yeah.
Ja obviously raises the level of entertainment.
We haven't mentioned this guy, though. Desmond Bane. He kind of gets swept under the rug in these conversations a little bit. It's a great name, by the way. You just think of the Batman villain, Bane. I was born in the darkness. You think of that guy and his big game performances. You always bring him up, and you like him. He's a player. You want him on the Warriors. Like, yeah, that's kind of a player you like because he plays with an edge. And that's what you need to make rivalries happen. Both sides need to be chippy. It doesn't matter about what. And that's why I felt like I lost a little something with Dylan Brooks. But as you said, Dylan is his own little entity.
Yeah, his own little villain.
And by the way, if you win tonight, who are you going to be seeing next weekend?
Well, let's worry about tonight.
It's okay. Theater of the mind. It's okay to talk about these things.
I know,
things.
But I just
You're
don't even
so worried.
Think, I don't want
to Why are you
think
so
about
worried
them.
About tonight? Do you think the Grizzlies are going to win this game?
The Warriors have not looked great against these younger teams that rebound really
well.
3-1
against them this season.
And look, Zach Edey and Draymond got into it earlier this year for whatever reason. I don't even know what happened there.
Well, you know what happened. It goes back to the Draymond talking smack
on
the Purdue championship.
What did Zach Edey do to him on the court? You know, I don't know what
to expect. Not born in America.
You know, Ja, even if you defend him brilliantly, Ja can still be spectacular. He could drop 40 in any game. This is a trio where Their top three leading scorers are scoring 19.5 plus in Ja, JJJ, and Desmond Bane. And I know that they don't have their best perimeter defender who's out right now, but Zach Edey's had a really nice, you know, early start to his career. He's a really good player. You know, Scottie Pippen Jr. has played good ball the last month as his role has expanded. So they do have specific players that I think can do some things against him. Aldama has done really well against the Warriors off the bench. He will shoot the ball. He's gonna take shots from beyond the arc. If he's hitting, again, I tell you, they hit a franchise record in three-pointers earlier this year against the Warriors.
They dropped 144.
Yeah. It was a different team. It's a different version of the Warriors, but they can shoot. This is a team that can shoot. Ja can shoot. He's shooting over 42% from three-point land in the last month or so. Desmond Bane can shoot. They've got players. And then they have the thing that is the kryptonite for the Warriors. Length and size and rebounding. And they draw fouls. This is a recipe for a disaster if you are not playing buttoned-up basketball.
Do you think the fact that we saw them 2 weeks ago and you won in that game and in that fashion and Steph was going nuclear and he was insane, do you think that's why people, I'm not going to say sleeping on the Grizzlies, but I do think there is a level of confidence tonight from Dub Nation that we're going to get this done. And what is the confidence level right now, I'd ask right now, in this game, heading into tonight's game, given where this team has been? You lost your last three games at Chase Center. You're playing at Chase Center tonight. So you're talking about the 0-8 for the Grizzlies on the West Coast playing here. You're 0-3 in your last three home games. So you can use that streak if you want to. Like, those kind of streaks all like kind of are meaningless to me anyways. Just win the damn game tonight. None of that matters. But your confidence level heading into tonight's game is what, Dub Nation? Coming off that loss to the Los Angeles Clippers, this isn't a must win. I get it. I hear you, it is. So that's why I think there's also this level of, they should win, but if they don't, like, the confidence level. No.
See, their legs are dead. Like, I think that
their
this
legs are dead?
I mean, yeah, dude. They just played an overtime game. They've played 8 games in 15 days. Tonight is the 9th in 15 games.
They're not senior citizens, as Draymond said. They're not 75. These are, like, well-conditioned athletes.
They are in NBA years, though.
I'm talking about relative to the team that they're playing.
Grown men.
I think that matters. Okay, but, Memphis has had 4 days to rest. You know, the Warriors don't have that luxury.
They should be sluggish, then.
They're relying significantly on older guys, and it's relative. Like, obviously not to you and me. These guys are thoroughbreds compared to you and me. I'm talking about relative to the team that they're playing, and they've logged a lot of minutes. If you didn't think their legs got tired in that 5 minutes to go and then into the overtime sequence, like, I don't know what you're watching.
You know what, Brandon Pajemski, voice of reason, they feel fine.
I mean, we feel fine. After the game the other night in Portland, you know, we essentially have three home games to win one, and we didn't get it done the first try, so we got two more cracks at it.
Look at that. If at first you don't succeed, try again. You whiffed on the first opportunity. Now you got another, then you got another. That's okay. That's life.
That is such loser talk.
What do you mean loser talk?
Pods also doesn't have 50 million hours of NBA mileage on his legs.
Exactly.
Show some respect to Brandon Pajemski. He's a guy's been playing
some
high level ball.
He's been in the league for 6.5 minutes.
He's playing high level ball, excuse me, sir, on the NBA select team, going up against Hall of Famers left and right. He's been balling for the last calendar year, all right?
The
no
whole
days
calendar
off.
Year?
None.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Whole
None.
Calendar year?
That's right.
No days off.
None.
You're smiling as you say that because you know how not true
I'm
that is.
I'm smiling because
you're smiling because you know just how
reality.
Not true it is.
It's truth reality.
I keep coming back to, like, what are the combinations of guys that they're going to end up playing today? You know, I don't think this is a great Looney matchup. Quite frankly,
he didn't play well last game either. He played like 10 minutes against him.
I'm
talking about the Grizzlies. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't love the Looney matchup tonight. GP2, it's odd. Like, there are times where I expect him to do nothing and he goes out and he plays really well. I think you have to see what you have with GP2 first. I think he gets first crack off the bench. So in terms of my perimeter defenders.
Honestly, like, because I know you said Moody on Ja, I would love to see the look that GP2 does give Ja, though. Like, that's a guy that a matchup. But again,
but Ja's quicker than him.
Well,
by a lot.
Sure, but again, I want to see the look. You're talking about giving him multiple looks.
Yes.
That's part of it.
That's why I want to go size on Ja.
You're saying JK.
Yeah, well, I think Moody and JK. And then maybe you throw Butler on him for a little bit. Like,
okay.
Where's Butler at in terms of foul trouble? But this goes back to the legs.
The lateral quickness to a Jimmy. You're talking about Gary Payton. You're maybe a little concerned. might be a little concerned about John.
There's no guy on their team that matches his speed. Let's just call it what it is, right? So, you're going to have to throw a variety of guys at him. I don't want to see them double him.
Okay.
And the reason I don't want to see him double him is because I think Zach Edey can be a load down low. And I think that they saw the blueprint from the Clippers and they're like, oh, we're going to put either JJJ or Zach in the dunker spot. And we're going to try to get the ball into the paint and we're going to work the size advantage. The Warriors don't have an answer for that.
We are starting Know the Show right now. Know the Show the next hour. You're going to want to be listening. And then at 8:45, we'll ask a question about what happened over this hour. And if you're the first caller and you get the question right, you will score tickets to tonight's Warriors-Grizzlies game. So be listening to the next hour starting right meow. Confidence level heading into tonight's game is what, Dub Nation? I want to hear from the people. You know, I got a lot of calls yesterday, a lot of scared energy. Are we still feeling scared about this matchup tonight? 888-957-9570. I'm not.
The last time that they played each other, if memory serves, they started the game out with the lineup of Moody, Pod, Steph, Jimmy, and Dre.
What's been working, yeah.
Okay, and at the beginning of the game, I'm closing my eyes here, but at the beginning of the game, it was Dre on Edey, Jimmy on JJJ, I believe it was Moody on Ja.
Correct.
Pods on Bane, Steph on Jalen Wells.
Correct.
Jalen Wells obviously isn't going to play in this one. So, you know, would you go with that same kind of matchup? They got JJJ in foul trouble, so he only played, like, I think it was 3 minutes, and then, boom, came right off the
floor.
Is
this the starting lineup? They're just going to, like, I get it. Like, they were in, like, a historical pace. Like, are they going to change it at all?
I would go with that again.
You just, just continuing going forward. Just
for right now, I think it's game to game.
I mean, they've lost.
Series.
I say that because they've lost the last three straight at home, and they've lost, you know, three of their last four games.
Well, they had a 12-point lead at the beginning of the Clipper game. So starting off well, it hasn't been that big of an issue.
And they started off well against the Grizzlies a couple weeks ago. They had 45. They had a 13-point lead. But something, the adjustment that was going on in that game clearly, and again, give Memphis credit. And that's what's going to happen in this game. We got a lot of calls yesterday with Steve Kerr and his adjustments. And what are the adjustments in this one? You're saying not a Kevon Looney game. Maybe get Quentin Post. It wasn't a Quentin Post game last time. Like, does it need to be a Quentin Post game this time?
The guy that we're not even getting, no one's going to bring up today. If Buddy Hield hits a couple of threes, it really comes down to that.
I know.
It's a big if.
It is. And
I know, but I really think that, like, Kerr's going to play him. All right, guys? Like, everyone. Kerr's going to play Buddy Hield. Buddy's got to hit some shots. Like he has to.
Has to. Rick, San Francisco. How we feel about tonight's game tonight, Rick? 888-957-9570. Good morning.
I'm feeling very confident today, man. You know,
I feel like
we let one slide, you know, last game, but it's okay. You know, I feel like today is the day that, you know, we get into playoffs. We take care of the Rockets, probably in six. But it's going to be fine. Curry's going to do his thing today. Draymond is going to be pivotal today, locking up those guys. And I have a feeling Kuminga is going to show up and show out.
Do you think he needs to play tonight, Rick? Jonathan Kuminga?
I don't think he needs to play tonight. I don't. That's why I said maybe. I don't think. I think they stick to the same lineup that they've been having. You know, Pods probably be good for at least 20, 22. You get a nice little decent 25, 26 from Jimmy. And then Curry does his thing. So, you know, doesn't need to play tonight. You know, maybe if he does play, though, it could change up things, slow things down a bit. But we'll see, man. You never know what Curry's going to do out there. My thinking is he won't play. If I have to put money on it, I think he won't play.
So,
thanks, Rick.
I do think he's going to play Gi in this one. I think this is like actually a good matchup for Gi.
Right. With the athleticism,
spacing the floor,
size,
getting some second chance opportunities.
He had 6 boards last game against him.
Yeah.
4 offensive. Remember that. Yeah.
I actually think he's going to play Gi and Kuminga. I don't think he's going to play Looney that much. I'd be shocked if Quentin Post plays in this one.
Well,
he might be the DMP.
He had 20 minutes last time against him, but again, he had 10 opportunities to score, and he was only shooting 3 of them. He made 3 of 9 overall.
You're trying to suck them out of the paint.
Correct.
I get why they would want to like play him. Dre got really mad at him.
You were really high on Quentin Post for like a long time too. So like for you to say like maybe not a big QP game.
Well, again, this is where the playoffs are different. It's matchups.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't love this matchup for him.
The last time they played each other, no Gary Payton, No Kuminga. You did have Jalen Wells last time for the Grizzlies, but now no Jalen Wells. Is J.K. going to play in this game? Is Gary Payton? What's his motivation in this game level like to score the ball? Can he be a motivated scorer early on if he gets the minutes?
Confidence is really the key.
That's for all these young guys. That's what I want to come out of this game. If they do win, it's because a lot of the young guys. Mm-hmm. Like, that would give me confidence heading to any series, but specifically against the Rockets, because that's what I came away with in that loss to the Clippers. Outside of Potts, and that was a big, I'm not sleeping on that. Potts had a really big time performance in that game, but I look up and down the list. Quentin Post, 10 minutes, 0 for 1. Buddy Hield, 3 of 7. He's not a younger guy, obviously, but relative to like playoff experience, he's pretty young when it comes to that. He really hasn't had a whole hell of a lot of playoff experience. He did have the series last year. I don't know how many minutes he played for the Sixers, right? In that first round matchup. He had like a moment.
He had that quarter. Yeah, he had a quarter.
Thank you. You said it right there.
I watched it, and I was like, wow.
Gary Payton has had high-level moments in high-level games and high-level situations, but scoring is not his forte. 1 of 4 for him is not going to cut it. Moses Moody, you're playing 30 minutes again tonight. You can't shoot 4 times. Sorry, you just can't. Yeah, I need you to be a scorer and take the load off everyone else. Like, Steph and Jimmy showed up scoring the ball 2 days ago. Like, I can't bake that into the equation again. I would like to. I would like to think that they can score 30, 30, 30 every single time, but I can't bank on that. So someone else is going to need to step up tonight. And who does that someone need to be for you, Dub Nation? 888-957-9570. I think Moses is the guy. Nah, I'm looking at Moody.
There's no doubt Moody's going to have to contribute. And I think defensively is where he's going to hang his hat. And he did a great job, I thought, in the Clipper game. They kind of went away from him. The guy that I keep coming back to, who I'm very pumped up for in this one, I feel like Pajemski did some things down the stretch. He hit a floater. He hit a big three. He wasn't scared of the moment. And I think that was one of my big takeaways in that play-in. Basically what was a play-in game against the Clippers. He had things he wants back. I'm not saying that he played a perfect game down the stretch. But for a young player, I thought he had some really nice moments down the stretch. And I thought that he showed a willingness to make a play when a lot of guys on that floor didn't want the ball.
Well, we needed someone to take control, right? Like, someone's got to shoot. Like, the amount of hesitancy I saw in that game at times, as a fan, that frustrates me the most. Yeah. Like, dude, we got to go. Like, come on. Someone show something, some sort of gumption, right? And that's why the Gary Payton stuff was just bothering him. And again, I don't want to be like too hard and sound like I'm crushing Gary Payton. He's first and foremost, he's a defender. That's why you get him out there. He's scrappy. He grinds. He can get some second chance opportunities. He's a high flyer. Like, that's great. If he's knocking down some 3-point shots, that's awesome. It's when there's the opportunities, like the missed bunny that barely graces the rim, where he's wide open in the top of the key. Just pull up mid-range game. Like, easy buckets like that are hard to come by in a one-game scenario, let alone like a whole series, obviously, but definitely in a one-game scenario. And that's what we have tonight. And who's going to step up? There's going to be moments in this game where, whether there's a turnover opportunity, whether you get a steal, right? Can you convert on the other end? Well, get, like, you talked about the overtime period, and what do? You turn the ball over, and it turns into a Harden three-pointer. And that, as you mentioned, set the tone for the entirety of that overtime period. And yeah, you had some opportunities there. You got the smoked layup. You got, you know, the Buddy Hield missed three-pointer to tie it. But ultimately, it was the points off turnovers that killed you. And 8 of them for Stephen Curry. It just can't happen. I look at that last matchup they had against the Grizzlies. They were great in that situation. They were great in that stat. They only had 11 to the 16 of the Memphis Grizzlies, and the Warriors had 11 steals. They were opportunistic on defense. I want to see them convert on some of these second chance opportunities because they need to get them tonight against a bigger team.
Joe, I'm a big believer in this game because of the way Memphis plays offense. You better be ready to score 120. This is not a defensive grinded out game. I know we want to roll with the defensive mentality, that's just like the personnel that they have on their team. Like, Jimmy's a grinder, Dre's a grinder, GP2's a grinder. I think offense is their best defense tonight. And I think staying ahead by 5 to 10 points all game, that is going to be the key. They're not going to win this game if it's in the 90s. They're not winning this game in the low 100s. I think they're going to have to put up 120, 125. I'm dead serious.
Last time they scored over 120, and I'm not, again, you can count the Phoenix Suns game, which was just a joke. I didn't even know
that what game doesn't count.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're not adding in that one because they dropped 133. But prior to that, against like real opponents, it was against the Lakers. They dropped 123 in Los Angeles, and they needed every single one of those points in that game. They had 118 on the back end of that back-to-back against the Nuggets, very close. And then obviously they had 119 just a couple days ago, losing to the Clippers. That was in overtime. But against, you know, the Spurs, it was kind of a grind it out, 111, right? They scored 103 against the Blazers, who weren't playing anybody. Like, that team was awful. And that team, I think, even gave you some sort of concern.
It took
after
a bite out of you.
They won by 17, but did it feel like that after?
No.
It's just like, no, it didn't feel like that.
I felt like we played way too hard in the fourth quarter to earn that win.
Right? And then on last Sunday against the Rockets, you couldn't even touch 100. You had 96 points in that one. So, yeah, if it does turn into a grind it out, go shout out to the Grindhouse, obviously, it's where Memphis plays. That favors the Grizzlies, I feel like, and Jared Jackson Jr. and Zach Edey and a slow, methodical pace. But at the same time, like, I don't mind having that look a couple times for Jimmy Butler. If it does end up being a tight game, that's when Jimmy needs to take over.
Well, situationally, yes.
Yes, like, but I don't think we saw enough of that in that Clippers game from Jimmy. And was that due to exhaustion? Was that due to, you know, them just being tired and late? Like, I don't want to use that as an excuse. But that is what they felt like. That was a tired team. And if you're Jimmy, I know he's not saying it. He got his coffee. He's playing his dominoes. What's his level going to be like tonight? Like, do you need to see, like, from Jimmy early in this game, him being more aggressive?
The key to getting JJJ off the floor in the last game.
That's what I'm saying.
He got two quick ones on
the foul line for Jimmy. Like, does this need to be a Jimmy getting to the foul line?
Attacking the paint all day. Like, they cannot be bombs away early on. It's got to be from the inside out.
And
I think if they are doing that from the inside out, they're going to get back doors. They're going to get some layups. They're going to get some fouls. And they'll get wide open looks from the perimeter. And your role players usually play better at home.
And the rebounding, obviously, and this one's going to be key because the size. Oh, the size is the problem. Everyone's worried about the Warriors' size, right? It always comes back to that. Shout out Bob Fitzgerald. Size matters. Well, the rebounding was an issue against the Clippers. Zubac is a beast. He's a big boy. And they got some big boys, obviously, in Memphis. Steph Curry talked about that needing to be fixed after the game the other day.
A lot but it's not technique. It's just mentality. Like, it's just go get it. And everybody have that chip on your shoulder. Because when we do get the rebounds, you see us flying in transition. We have anybody who grabs a rebound or the outlet pass, we have confidence that everybody can run and we got spacing, and that's usually your best offense. So even with Memphis, they're a bigger team, but you can kind of get them in transition if you can secure rebounds and those 50-50 balls. And that'll probably be a good test or a marker of if we can win that game or not.
This is going to be a hellacious pace tonight. I can feel it.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to get up and down.
Okay.
Ja just plays fast. Bane plays fast. I think that they're a dynamic offensive team. And they're a team that gets a lot of extra chances and opportunities, and they make you pay for it.
Warriors are 0-3 all-time in play-in game scenarios. 0-3 all-time under Steve Kerr.
God,
and they
so
are 0-1 against the Memphis Grizzlies all-time. Again, small sample size, but they have never beaten the Memphis Grizzlies in this sort of a situation. And again, as we know, that was also at Chase Center a couple years ago. And Ja Morant did his thing, and Grayson Allen was hitting the dagger three-pointers. Grayson Allen! In overtime.
Jeez.
And this was one of the plays that led. Do I still have it here? No, I don't. Can you put it back on my board, Carter? Put all the highlights of the previous games and series against the Grizzlies, please, for me. Real quick on the play-in. Are you a fan?
Like, no, not this year.
No.
Like, last year, yes, who would have been in the playoffs?
Well, see, that's interesting, right?
This year, no. We should have had an opportunity.
You should have been a playoff team, you felt like. You felt like, as a fan, this team did enough to earn a playoff spot if it was just 1-8, right?
Well, I mean, a thing that I'm thinking about, like, when it comes to the NFL, they were proposing different rules, and they were like, hey, you know, if your team finishes with an under 500 record and wins the division, you don't get a home game.
And I like that, actually. Like, I think if you win your division, you should still be a playoff team. I do think that because NFL's a little different. Like, the divisions in basketball were so stupid. I did think, like, you won the Pacific Division, so you're a top four seed automatically.
But
like, that's dumb.
But I would say this, like, in the NBA, if it's the 9-10 and both the 9 and 10 are not over 500, then no, we're not doing the play-in.
Okay.
I think you have to be 500 or better for this thing to qualify.
Okay. I don't hate that. But they were not going to do it because
no, you're not going to adjust it. But like that's the way I would do it.
The fact that the Eastern Conference, to your point,
I was just going
to
say, like those games,
Heat are 37-45. What are we doing? The Miami Heat are 37-45. The Chicago Bulls are four games under 500, and they're going to have an opportunity to play against either the Cavs or the Celtics and get absolutely destroyed. By the way, but just even the fact that they have the opportunity is whack. Like the Magic are 500; they're the seventh spot. Okay. The Hawks are 40-42, and they would be the eighth seed. Again, we keep talking about the Eastern Conference. When are they going to make the leap and jump over the West? It's never happened in my lifetime. I don't think it's ever going to happen. The East has stunk my entire life.
But it needs to be activated. Like, so to me, it would be very simple. If the 9 and the 10 are over 500, then yeah, we activate the play-in.
Okay, activate. But to your point, the drop-off between 8 to 9 is insane. The Grizzlies and Warriors are 14 games over 500. That's a good team. They are a good team.
Now, look, let me play both sides of this.
The Kings are two games under.
If the Warriors could
knock one of these teams out on Friday.
If the Warriors were in the Kings' position, I would be thrilled because it's a lifeline, right? So I admit I'm being biased, but it does feel criminally unfair that.
It's absolutely unfair.
Your point about 14 games being over, like it's kind of crazy.
When you talk about it like that, and I get it, we're in this and we're not making excuses, because I'm certainly not.
No, it's the plight they've put themselves in. The Warriors are playing bad games.
Correct. The Warriors, they could have handled their own business and they didn't, and this is the price you pay for that. And this is the scenarios that we live in. But we can talk about it now that they're in the play-in game, and I can talk about how I think it's dumb. I think it's stupid.
But I think that's my overarching feeling, Joe, is God, why are we even in this scenario? And I know there's a whole, I'd rather face the Rockets. Just take a step back. The fact that you went and flirted with the 4 seed and the 5 seed and the 6 seed, and it felt like it was in your hands, and now you're subject to this playing game after all of the awesomeness from Jimmy Butler, just goes to show how poor they were in the first couple of months. They gave themselves no leeway.
And here, I got all of it right here. So
no
leeway. Prior to the Jimmy trade, they were tied 10th in the West at 25-26. So they were a game under 500. Something tells me if they kept that pace and didn't get Jimmy Butler, I still think they would have eked in over the Mavericks, although I don't know that for sure.
But
it would have been the same scenario as last year. He'd be going to Sacramento in a 9-10 spot, which is crazy,
right? It goes to show how bad they were for however many months.
Right, so they were 25-26 prior to getting Jimmy. Since Jimmy, 22-8, the third best record in the NBA. And last Tuesday, they were tied for the fourth in the Western Conference. Tied for fourth in the Western Conference. Last Tuesday.
Even more notably, to put some perspective on that, they started 12-3.
12-3. Remember that? Felt like forever ago.
How bad were they for that? Those stretches.
They were awful.
I was so close to saying I think they could go on a deep run.
Oh, hold on. Don't worry. You guys did it last year around this time. I have it somewhere.
You don't have to play it.
No, we have to. I got it. I got it. It's right here.
It's worth saying out loud, Shask and I, that we both believe the team can make a deep run to the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Wait, is that Steve Kerr saying screw that?
Screw that.
Hey, wait, real quick, as we're just playing some funny drops, Sam was out when we did this, and I don't think we ever played it for him again, and I just want to play it right now. Sam, did you hear Fillmore Mike's impression of you?
Oh, yeah, I've heard that a lot of times.
Oh, you have?
Yes. Hey, I'm Ludman. I'm going to be at Freeman's and Pikes this Saturday with Mark Grandy.
I mean, he wasn't wrong. I was at Freeman's that Saturday with Mark Grandy.
And you guys did a hell of a job for the Red Tag clearance sale. So good job, Sam.
I do these podcasts with Sam and
Garlic Fries and Baseball Guy. Yeah. Hey,
not yesterday, though. He had to have a risotto fill in.
Well, real quick. Oh, shout out Steven Risotto.
Yeah, my mouth was killing me yesterday because of the dental work. I made it very clear that time.
Yeah, very clear. 10-4 Giants? Willie Adames?
Cool.
Willie Adames?
But you know what, Sam?
12-4 on the season?
You know how Sam starts every episode? Well, hello there.
No, he doesn't.
Just hello there. There's no well.
He goes Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Well, hello there.
Oh, my God.
It's just hello. There's no well.
It's like a 1980s VHS porn. Well, hello there.
Again, there's no well. Come it's just hello the there. Again, you hear it all the time.
Again, 1980s, none of us were alive then, Joe.
I was.
Yeah, you're the old man on the show. How do you feel about that, being the old man on the show?
I love the young people.
There you go. We're all millennials, though, still, technically, so we're all still in the same sort of generation. You're on the older end. We're on the younger end of the spectrum. We get blamed for everyone. I just want everyone to know that. What? Everyone blames the millennials. We're going to be blamed for everything. Just like we're blaming the boomers now, we're going to be blamed for everything going forward, the millennials. It's not fair.
I'm a married man. I'm accustomed to being blamed for things.
Thank you. Are we going to blame minute allocation and tired legs tonight if the Warriors don't get it done? Here is Jimmy talking about playing so many minutes the other day.
I mean, I would like to hope so. Whatever it takes to win at this point for everybody. If 48's needed, 50's needed, then you got to be able to do it. We did it. So we back to the drawing boards. We got an important one on Tuesday.
I'm going
to
say this very straightforward. Barring foul trouble, Steph Curry needs to be about 38 minutes minimum tonight.
Oh, you need to be.
This is an all hands on deck. All hands on deck. And I'm playing my top dogs close to 40, if not more.
Well, because I know Ja and Jaren Jackson Jr. are playing 40-plus minutes tonight. That's a fact. They have all the rest. There's no Desmond Bane. All those guys are playing 40-plus minutes, albeit you hope Jaren Jackson doesn't reach that because it means probably got into foul trouble. And again, attack these guys early and force them to do dumb things. Draymond Green admonishing Jaren Jackson after the last game they played against each other. Obviously, Michigan State, the tie's there. They both played there. Just saying, he just does dumb fouls, and he's been in the league too long to do dumb fouls. We'll make him look dumb tonight again.
Well, and, you know, Draymond just needs to, like, keep
his composure. He had a triple-double last game. You know,
he needs to keep his composure tonight. You know, Zach Edey, JJJ, just worry about yourself tonight. Like, of all the nights that we don't need shenanigans and wild things, like, tonight is the night. We need a very, like, the best, most optimal version of Draymond Green. We don't need him arguing with referees all night.
Draymond Green, if he has another moment tonight against Zach Edey and against
that
team.
Yeah, these games come down to free throws, and you give a couple of possessions because of a technical and some free throws. Yeah, it could come down to that.
Well, I don't mind him sending an early message early into this game. You know, being tough, being physical on the boards, you know, just doing a little elbow here or there. Like, nothing malicious, but sending a message I wouldn't be mad at in this game.
You already know the message.
What's the message, then?
The message is play good basketball and win.
Wow, that's
going
to help. The message, play good basketball, guys.
You don't need to send a message to a team like this. You already know where you guys stand. Like, the message is make buckets. Let your play do the talking. I don't think you need to do the extras.
Do you think they need to get off to a hot start in this game? If they get off to a slow start, do you think they're cooked?
I think the arena's going to get tight because you're at home.
And you think the players will feel it?
Yeah, and like a lot of these guys, like right now, Buddy's not shooting well. You know, GB2's not shooting well. Moody has not been shooting well for 15 straight games. Mm. There are a lot of guys that could really use the confidence boost of the crowd and the energy and the momentum right now.
Who needs to have a big game tonight and why? I'm going outside the big three.
I would even throw Draymond in there. I would like to see Draymond, even though he has shot well from three-point land, I would like to see a more comprehensive, like, three-level scoring from Draymond Green. And the floater, going blowing by people with both hands, because he does a really good job in transition against this team.
And it's the situations, right, for me, because we just saw what happened in the Clippers game. It felt situationally they just weren't up to snuff. It just, like, whether it was the foul calls or it was the shot selection, like, can they clean that stuff up? Mm-hmm. Which is easier said than done. And that's the differences between winning and losing series sometimes, is those little things, right? And you'd like to think Draymond probably learned his mistake. Guy's won four titles. So I'm not here to say that he doesn't know how to win in big moments and big situations and do great things. He's done that. Jimmy Butler has done that. Stephen Curry has done that. It's those other guys that have not been a part of these big time situations and big time moments. And if it's a tight game and it's close and single digits, the guy on the other side lives for that stuff. I do know that. Ja lives for those type of games. Is there going to be someone else that steps up? Moses Moody. Pods. I know Pods has lived for those moments the last couple weeks. Hey, none bigger than in Los Angeles and La La Land doing it half court and, you know, flexing and stunting on them.
What's the defensive strategy tonight? Is it double Ja? I don't love that.
No, is it zone? You don't need to do that. No.
I think it's you throw the kitchen sink at him in terms of personnel.
Can Ja be a three-point shooter? I know he was 5 of 8.
42% the last month.
But you know what? I'll live with that. Like Kawhi for you, you were living with him shooting the ball. And
it's true.
He made him pay. He did. But you know what? I'd rather him do that than get to the paint.
Well, I don't want him doing the alleys.
No. But if he's getting to the paint, he's probably going to be getting you in foul trouble.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't want that. Yeah. The last thing I need is Draymond Green in foul trouble? Because then you're going to have to play your boy Looney more, probably. Or do you go post in that situation? I don't know.
I think their best defense tonight is a potent offense.
Okay.
They desperately need the offense to be flowing.
I desperately need the injury report. I'll tell you that.
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
The Warriors' big three came away banged up from their loss against the Clippers on Sunday. The good news for tonight, though, all three of them are expected to play at full strength. Stephen Curry is dealing with a jammed right thumb, while Draymond Green was dealing with a stiff neck. And Jimmy Butler was dealing with a leg bruise after colliding with Kawhi Leonard, though that injury is not expected to slow Jimmy at all tonight. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We'll get to G-Man, we'll get to Robert Lathrop, all you on the other side, 888-957-9570. Halfway home on a Tuesday, massive matchup tonight. It's a play-in, people. Grizzlies, Warriors, Chase Center, your opportunity to go to the game coming up next hour. We're talking to Anthony Slater in the next hour. Warriors Insider here at 95.7 The Game at 8:30. Can't wait for that. Your confidence level heading into tonight's game is what? And is Jonathan Kuminga really going to be a DNP in back-to-back games? That would be fascinating. It's Spadoni. It's Chasky. It's the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.